Hello, champs. It's Mick McCarthy here. You're listening to Dunna Say That Would podcast. Go well, lads.
Dunna Say That Would?
Habis, and welcome to Season 4, Episode 20 of the Dunna Say That Would podcast. This week, sponsored by Mukbang, Birmingham's premier Korean restaurant and gay bar. Not sure which one the title references. Joining me this week is currently disgraced former producer Dan Biles, Dropmaster Nick, Inflexible Rob Biles, and special guest Taylor Moncrief.
Hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello,
good
sir.
Evening. Good evening.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome aboard, Taylor. Taylor, well done for listening to the podcast and using the correct password. It is in no way Dan's address, eh? And I canucked it up for you as well.
Okay.
What the fuck's going on?
A bumper episode of Sly News.
There's a lot.
Is there a lot this week?
There's a lot.
Too much. We've had a week off again, haven't we?
Some good content in there, though.
Is there?
Yeah.
There is. Should we just get on with it?
Yep. Power through.
I'm going to try and actually read.
That is a hell of a scroll bar.
Yeah. Look at the length of some of these items as well.
I'll make it bigger
brilliant.
For you boys.
This is great.
Showing off now.
It's only took him like 20 episodes.
I'm sat at a proper desk tonight.
Oh, that's true. Okay. That's
I can
true.
See the time on that guy's watch now.
Yeah, it's 1970. Right. Spontaneous man books trip to Thailand after thinking Phuket.
Man who gets job at top Indian restaurant shocked as owner makes him sign a non-disclosure agreement.
The inventor of the electric kettle died this morning. Tributes have been pouring in all day.
Man lets ladyboy in Thailand. Man meets ladyboy in Thailand and isn't sure if he's gonna Phuket.
I like it when we have a theme. Oh, we've got a theme on this one as well. Man who was put under pressure to sign NDA by top Indian restaurant asked middle management why he had to sign, and he was told it's none of his business.
Fucking hell.
A recent study into renewable energy suggests that solar power is the future, but it won't happen overnight.
Belgian man has decided not to enjoy Brussels this Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
It's like
it's like war and peace.
Rob wrote all of these.
The owner of the top Indian restaurant has clarified that he expects all staff to sign an NDA, as previously staff had moved elsewhere following a fallout and they took recipes with them. Which left him in a pickle. It's all right, I put spelling mistakes in all the time, so I know what to look out for now. I don't want to come across as aloof, but I had a mad rascal spill.
Fuck's sake.
My secret's all around town. It's not a big contract. I just ask that tick all the boxes. I will read what's on the teleprompter.
Yeah. That was a 3 a.m. job after being woken up by Travis.
Was a clarified bit also a reference to Guy?
Happy accident, maybe?
Yeah, completely happy accident, but yeah, that is good. A woman with three vaginas undergoes pioneering corrective surgery for her bizarre condition. Waking up after the operation, a doctor told her, "I've sewn up two of the three holes. That way, it'll stop you getting foot left, right and centre."
What the fuck?
Oh, this is your... Welcome to this section. This is called Kev had an atlas out and was looking at capital city section. So enjoy this.
Direct Belarusian lady is known for not minsking her words.
Oliver Sudden has invented a belt with a watch as the buckle, not like the one on the picture there. Critics have called it a waste of time.
Research suggests not all math jokes are funny, just some.
Afghanistan family have had their Sky TV cancelled, so have decided to install cable.
Local man giving it the big and whilst riding around on his 16-foot tall Clydesdale, told to get off his high horse.
That's great.
In a recent interview, prolific grammar avoider Jim Shorts told Synonym Roster magazine, "I love fucking kids and dogs, but hate using commas."
God. According to a recent poll by Max Prowler magazine, Bulgarian capital is Europe's roughest Sofia. It's rife amongst the local community.
Maths puzzle aficionado Sudoku is outraged this week after an altercation with word puzzle expert Sam Antics, which resulted in many a crossword being uttered.
Man undergoes painful surgery to remove both testicles. On a positive note, he did receive some lovely wedding presents.
I reckon Nick wrote that.
I did write that.
He's preparing for a wedding.
Yeah.
Expats now living in Australia have said Canberra, the locals, and their annoying accents, but only just.
Female passerby left aghast at sight of huge erection in town centre. Misdirection was pleasantly surprised at how well she received it.
China becomes first country to allow naked Beijing in naked Beijing in their swimming pools.
This is where Kev's written more, so other people get them now. No, I've got them back. East Timor voted to have the most dilly-named capital in the world.
Ecuadorian man vows not to Quito.
The Estonian government have refused to let the world know the name of their capital. When pressed, President Dave Benson Filic exclaimed that would be telling.
This one's dated now, but there's only one thing Chris Packham hates about Halloween, which is...
These would have been great dropping them on Halloween, wouldn't they?
Chiropractor with loads of old magazines has back issues.
Ghost fails as scam artist as people see right through him.
Jada Pinkett Smith has been told this week if she can't laugh at alopecia, then that's her loss.
Oh, wow. Lots in there.
Anyone want to unpack?
Nope. I've got about 40 more capital ones to come next week, so sweet. Enjoy. Unfortunately, they were the best ones as well, so sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Good Grief with Monqueef.
So Nick's in charge of all the drops. So
just so you know.
Did someone tell you about my nickname?
We're very original in here. So as soon as they knew your real name, immediately they figured out the nickname. And
I think you actually told them.
Nah, shut your mouth. Yeah, none of them are actually that clever to have figured it out. But we're joined this week by Taylor. Taylor, welcome aboard.
Hello.
Let's give a bit of background and a bit of story as to how a Canadian ends up here in Albrighton.
Fun, mostly.
There we go. So, you asked a few weeks ago to be a guest on the podcast, and you were set a task, and you came through on that task. So, congratulations on that. At least you are a listener. We have, from previous experience, had to make some edits from a guest, so we made you sign a very detailed contract. So yeah. Whatever goes in is the final cut on the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you to bring with you a feature, and thankfully it's actually in the same wheelhouse as our previous feature from Dan coming on and talking about public wanking. I think you've maybe gone one better, so...
Do it when he said Dan. You missed the phone.
I don't know what you were going on about.
This is staying in.
I prefer being that side because it fucking winds me up less.
Executive producer Dan unhappy with producer Nick. So Taylor, run through your story that is right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, so I did think that we should stick in the
spilling theme. Of fluids.
Yeah. So I used to work at this gym prior to moving to England when I was still in Canada. It was a very run-down gym, and basically I used to work the nights a lot. One evening, I was going in to clean the men's bathroom. The men's bathroom used to have a sauna in it. While I was going in to clean, there was a man pleasuring himself in said sauna. I immediately ran out, hid behind the desk until he left, and then had to clean up in said sauna afterwards.
Oh, Now, common courtesy would suggest that he should have gone over the stones.
Evaporated it. I think I'd rather clean it than breathe it in.
Has anyone here become horny in a sauna?
I only know one person that religiously uses a sauna, and it's Dave Diggler.
So, yeah.
Has he ever lived in Canada?
He's been about, hasn't he?
Been about a bit.
It's just too hot to do anything in. I just can't even exist in them. They're that hot. I couldn't think of any, like, mustering up the energy to be able to do that.
Yeah, when it's hot, it's like you struggle to breathe, don't you? So when you're on the vinegars, I don't know how you'd catch your breath.
Someone needs to attempt this in the research. Like, does it heighten the vinegars, as Nick so nicely put?
Dave, answers on a postcard. Send them to 65.
Push it under the door. Don't send me any post.
Push it under the door at 65.
So Wellington Gym has got a sauna, a steam room, and a jacuzzi.
Are you going to try it out all three?
Probably not in one sitting. I'll probably have to...
Okay.
Three separate visits.
Yeah, I might have to do it in three visits. Unless we all want to just tackle one each. But then it's not a fair scientific test then, is it?
Well,
ultimately, you need to do four because you need to do a control as well.
I've done plenty of them.
Am I allowed to go back on previous research for the control?
You're allowed Strava for wanks.
Can't do anything in November anyway.
Are you doing no nut?
Oh,
I've got an allergy.
Yeah, I'm not on cashews.
Yeah. I like Snickers too much.
Snickers them up your butt.
Okay.
What do you think it is about the sauna that he was just unable to...
I mean...
What type of a gym was this? And is it definitely a gym and not some sort of bathhouse?
It was definitely a gym. Family gym.
His family.
They weren't in there.
As you say, he was spreading his family in all over the sauna.
I mean, can't say I saw the man again after that. He might have cancelled his membership after me witnessing him. But
it'd be even worse if he wasn't a member.
He's just wondering.
Although that's the least of your problems,
right? Really. With his member.
It's just peculiar. I'm trying to think what it's the same, because the lighting's always kind of... It's a bit sexy lighting in the sauna. Like, no, there is a bit of sexy lighting. And if you're like really into pine, pining, then yeah, but it is just too hot. Jacuzzi, I get it. That's proper horny, innit? You get a good broth going. Get the jets tickling under you.
That's just some nasty, nasty soup, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
A bit like pouring matey in there if you...
Yeah.
Well, this fella was pouring matey in the sauna.
You're welcome.
Steam room.
Oh, yeah, you get away with it in there, couldn't you? Although not when it like goes between cycles.
Yeah, it all clears and you're just left there. Like,
rage on.
Yeah, fog
or
of
someone's
war.
Left the door open, it's all bellowing out. You get that nice menthol as well, don't you? So,
yeah, I might hurt your chap, though.
Well, yeah, he's in there with you anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, but there's like a layer between the menthol and your helmet.
It's a waterproof jacket.
But I reckon if you like went through a bottle of original sauce first, like as a bit of like a
as you warm, like to acclimatise.
Yeah.
Well,
we put far too much thought into it.
What we did there was discuss why we do these things and not condemn the man that did it.
And that's what you're arranging.
It's like unsolved
Does
mysteries.
Does Leanne still work at there?
She can get us access if that's what you want, mate.
We've got a kitty now.
Have you got four GoPros?
I got one. That'll be enough.
Has he got
the middle
fisheye lens on it?
Yeah, man.
Stick it in a carrier bag,
won't we?
Circle jerk. Excuse me, Mr. Watkins, would you mind coming with me?
But I'm H from Steps. I've never nonced a boy in my life.
Before we moved on to this section, I was just going to thank Taylor for bringing the story in. Good work, Nick.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations. Thank you. Taylor, are you going to stick around for the rest? You're more than welcome to, or feel free to leave if at any point.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Goodbye.
Well, thank you for bringing that story. If you think of any other public spillings? Anything really, just any good stories. We are short of content, so...
I have lots.
Fantastic.
Get on again.
Yeah.
At said gym, a lot of people had sex in the sunbeds.
In the sunbeds? Oh,
yeah, I don't understand how. If
that's
the
just two tan backs, what they play that?
That's
two
what I mean, like...
That's where the good fish and chips shop, isn't it?
If, I don't know, if the sunbed was on, maybe it was off?
Who's wearing the goggles?
I would assume they would have two pairs.
There's a lot to break down. Mm-hmm. There could be them big stand-up booths as well, yeah, potentially.
It reminds me of, like, you know, like the rollover hot dog machines. I imagine it's something along those lines. That's the only way you'd be able to
sliding back and forth across the bulbs.
Yeah.
So now we need to go to a fucking sunbad as well.
Sunbad.
Sunbeds.
The same.
They are sunbad for you, though, aren't they?
Some bad, some good. But yeah.
Save the sunbed story. Yeah, we're going to dissect that in another episode.
Okay. We'll do some research beforehand. Me and Nick will go and test some out.
They will have to be stand up ones. So yeah, if we can get in the lie down one.
Okay.
Taylor, thank you very much
for coming along. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Mr. Watkins. Would you mind coming with me?
But I'm H from Steps. I've never nonced a boy in my life.
The staple of the drops now, I love it. Brilliant. It's just like hardwired, hard baked into him.
That's the noise he's going to make in the sauna as well.
Hi, Dave.
Right then. So next in our Cunt and the Gang saga, we've got the wrong Ian Watkins. Famously about the confusion between the two musical performers.
Nick's such a gentleman. He's out that farting until Taylor's left.
Fucking rotten, mate. We're still here, you know.
Dan forwent Curry Monday just to not have to. He was on like herbs and everything last night. Just
yeah, he's put a scented candle on.
Theme potpourri.
I had farted a lot before she arrived, so I needed to put a candle on just to... make it more welcoming for female presence.
It didn't work though, did it?
You and your fingers, mate.
Right, so I've got 10 questions here. You've got to guess which is the right Ian Watkins. Yeah?
Raped a baby. No, a schoolgirl.
Right, keep your own score. Mark Mega your own work.
Yeah.
Who won last time? I think you won, didn't you, last time, Nick? With the,
no, I think Rob.
Oh, yeah, Rob.
Yeah, Rob was, you know.
Is it a victory?
No, I think the African footballers.
Yeah.
Right then, so question one. Was pictured in E! Entertainment magazine as a nonce. Okay, I'll do these in batches of three, and then we'll just do the last one as double points, just to make it entertaining. So that's question one. Question two. This Watkins has a long relationship with gays. Yeah? Question three. Received hate mail in 2013. Do you want those again or are you happy with those? Yeah?
I'm happy with them.
Happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so question, answer to number one. Pictured in E! Entertainment magazine as a nonce.
H.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say H.
Yeah.
Lost profits. I'm going for it.
It was H from Steps. What? They had to issue an apology because they literally got the wrong Ian Watkins.
Brilliant.
So this Watkins has a long relationship with gays.
I'm going to go H.
H.
Again.
I'm going to go Lost Profits. And Lost Profits. Gays is like a company or something.
Right, okay.
I'm going H.
So you're homophobes. It was Ian Watkins from the Lost Profits. Oh. Lee Gays is the lead guitar in the band.
Ah, okay, oh. Fair enough.
Close enough.
So yeah, you're on the right lines there, Dan. Hate mail in 2013?
H. Steps.
Yeah.
For same. Being in Steps.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for not going to Faye's bar mitzvah. don't know. It's just made up. That's allegedly.
So it's 3-2-1, is that right?
When did Faye become a man? That's for...
Well, bar mitzvah was cancelled, so she never became officially a man.
Is that 3-2-1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Received a 1999 Brit nomination. That's question four. Okay. Yeah. Took part in a charity concert for Kidney Wales Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's the second one in this second part. Third one, spent time with his partner Claire in 2001. Are you happy with them or do you want them again?
Yeah,
okay.
Happy, yep. Okay, so 1999 Brit nomination.
I'm going to go Lost Prophets, Ian.
Steps.
It was H.
Lost Prophets was a smidge afterwards.
Were they?
Took part in a charity concert for Kidney Wales Foundation.
I'm going to go Lost Prophets.
Lost Prophets got kid in the name, and he was all over it.
Correct. And spent time with his partner Claire in 2001.
H. Band partner in it.
Oh, yeah, he's still deciding.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
No, you were gonna.
I'm gonna go Lost Prophets.
Because again, you're a homophobe.
You mind it? Ian Watkins' partner might have been.
Yeah, it could
Claire,
have. Been, yeah.
And he took some time off to spend time
that,
with
it. That's what I was trying to angle you towards. But it was when Steps broke up. H and Claire went and did a duet album.
Fucking dreadful, I bet.
Right. So next three, sorry, and then we'll do the last question as double points. So, Entertain Kids with Buttons in 2007. He was into graphic design. And collaborated on a song with Jamie Oliver.
Fucking hell.
So, those are the next three.
Okay.
So, Entertain Kids with Buttons.
H. That's H.
He was in Cinderella in Preston. He was into graphic design.
Lost Prophets.
Mm, I would have,
yeah, spot on. And pornography. collaborated on a song with Jamie Oliver.
Lost Prophets.
I'm going to say Lost Prophets, actually.
I'm going to go H.
That was Lost Prophets, because Jamie Oliver does supporting vocals in the Lost Prophets.
Really?
But it's a different Jamie Oliver. So you got the wrong Jamie Oliver, mate.
It's that Jamie smile.
Oh, it's that fermented smell.
Imagine him on backing vocals. Nick, you must remember some Lost Prophet songs.
Yeah, sorry.
You must remember some Lost Prophet lyrics.
I remember the song Shinobi versus Dragon Ninja. That was a good song, actually. But then
on that Linkin Park.
No.
Mike Shinobi.
No.
Shinobi's one of the best games on the Mega Drive as well.
Yeah.
Chris Poulter from work, he's doing a collaboration deal with Thompson's Cash and Carry. If you buy a turkey at £2 off Coke cans, just text me. I don't work after 5, mate. You need to stop texting me. I'm work.
And also, why is he messaging you? You were in the shop at the start.
He's asking you to get it late print.
Yeah, he wants an ad running. Yeah.
Stop the press.
He wants something from a Peterborough Cash and Carry printed in the Shropshire Star. Weird lad.
Right, and so what we like on the scores then, boys?
I've only got one wrong so far.
Six from it, I got six.
Yeah, I got seven. So I've only got one in the first round. I'm 3-3 in this day.
Kind of all still to play for then. We'll go treble points on the last one then. Okay.
Big end.
So the last question, get ready. So this, Ian Watkins, is like a Rubik's Cube. The more kids play with him, the harder he gets. I'll give you 5 more seconds. Either to think or compose yourself. Right then, what are we going for?
Lost profit.
Yeah. That's correct. 3 points all round. That's another episode from the console.
Dan wins.
Well done, Dan.
Thanks.
Are we keeping a running total on who's got the most?
It depends what points we consider a win, because I got the lowest points last time out, but I'd consider me being the most
expert on
nonce. To be
an expert on nonce.
What we've got left then? We've got 50 things.
50 things, yeah. 50 We're going to run through all 50. That's a special. Yeah.
50 things special. Okay.
And then I've got a special task the week after that to do, but we'll more of that on.
Is it
in 2 weeks?
Utilising those 50 things.
Fuck.
Frozen turds. Get your turds frozen, ready to go.
Trigger of the week.
So, rate and slate time. What have we got in the locker this week?
I'm going to rate the number of Elon Musk parody accounts that have appeared on Twitter in this past week. And pretty much Every single one of them's been blue tick verified, which is incredible. And some of them have been ballsy enough to not put that it's a parody account in there and subsequently been shut down for pretending to be Elon Musk.
The best thing is they've now also suspended the ability to change your name if you're blue tick verified. So there's a lot of Elon Musk parody
that are stuck forever.
Brilliant. What do you think of the $8 charge? Would you pay it to use Twitter if it cleaned it up a bit and got rid of all the spam?
Gives me some notoriety. Yeah, I'll have a blue tick for $8.
Not interested.
Ultimately, Twitter's still going to be a cesspit of absolute dog shit as humour, so I don't really care how many blue ticks are out there.
You'll still be on it.
I'll still be on there.
We'll be digging away. A fight.
Yeah, trying to antagonise. Having a bit of fun.
Trying to get blocked on all 15 of my alt accounts by Lord Sugar.
How many up to?
Two at the minute, two. I think.
That's pretty good, though.
I think Homer Rage Dan, and which isn't mine, that's Dan's account, but I've just got access to it, and the Dunno What account.
Dan Vaughan, by the way.
It is, yeah, sorry. Any other rates?
I've got one that can go either way, so I'll save it a little bit.
I'll rate game share on the PS4.
Message share.
Message share, please. She'll ask you if you believe in love. If you message share.
It's all scripted.
Unlike this podcast.
This is all meticulously planned out. Even the pauses while we pretend to think about what we're going to say next.
The guest walking out halfway through.
It's all staged.
So I'm going to rate the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 campaign because it's just like watching a film. It's brilliant.
Okay.
Good. Very, very good.
I can't imagine, having played video games with you going on probably eight or 9 years now, hearing you be positive about a video game is quite a shock to the system because, as we know, most video games are shit.
Well, can I stop you there?
Yeah.
My slate this week is the Call of Duty Online multiplayer.
So
there,
it's
on there. Look, great.
They'll flip reverse.
I knew it.
Online's horrible. Everybody's just 10 times better than me. They spend 10 hours a day playing the game to unlock all the guns. I'm running around basically with a fucking pointy stick trying to shoot them. And they've got all the sort of latest guns with all the attachments. And it's just no fun for the casual gamer.
God, scripted.
Bloody scripted. But, you know, I'm almost 40 and I've got a job, so.
Oh, yeah, construction site's closed, hasn't it?
In man got us all sacked.
You had a lovely holiday, though.
It was like we all got sacked on the way back from Madrid.
One last shebang.
I'm gonna just throw a rate in. And I was watching the wheelchair rugby last night. And if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's fucking brilliant. And it's absolutely brutal.
I saw one from the weekend where a guy basically got completely somersaulted while still in his chair. I don't know how they hit the angle, but he flipped right over.
It's insane.
Fucking hilarious.
It's like violent, isn't it? And if you like that and you haven't seen Robot Wars, that's worth a watch as well.
They've all got funny names as well.
Does Jonathan Pierce commentate?
It's a dribble a lot.
Oh, Jesus. Any more slate?
Fuck.
I've got one that goes either way. It's from. It's a week old. I'd written this originally for last week's episode. But Rishi Sunak, via the UK Prime Minister Twitter of @10Downing Street, posted a video that uses the drum beat, which is either Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter or
Boris Johnson's a fucking cunt.
So either they're supporting a known nonce or it's the most punk cabinet we've ever had. And it can go either way. And that's why I'm not sure whether it's a rate or a slate. But yeah, all over the video. Yeah, good stuff.
Brilliant.
My money's on supporting nonces, just for the record. Historically, they've got a history, haven't they?
Enonce pal.
Any more?
No. Anything else?
Nah.
No. You're good.
Takes me. Show us your plug-on.
plug hole. I don't normally have anything to plug. Has anyone else got anything to plug?
I've got a few things.
What do you mean? You spent fucking 16 weeks plugging Mango Lassie, for fuck's sake.
Mango Lassie into extinction.
Yeah. What's the situation on the old Mango Lassie now?
Kev's fossil fueled it.
Panicked there. I thought the lid was off. I was going to get wet shorts.
I've been fiddling with the lid. To be fair, I haven't seen a wild Mango Lassie for quite some time now. You could say it's dead as a dodo, couldn't you, Dan?
No.
But you're not allowed to say that, are you? Because Mohamed Al Fayed still misses him.
Oh, we should have rated him.
You're going to plug him?
Yeah, we'll plug him. I think he's still on tour.
Mohamed Al Fayed?
Yeah.
Spoken word.
He's doing the comedy club. Yeah. Me and Kev went and saw Angelos Epithemu.
Has he done us a drop?
No. But that was one of his jokes, which fucking crippled me.
It was.
You play the rugby next year.
It was scary. It was almost like he had listened to our podcast, because about 50% of the stuff he told was all stuff that either we've covered, and like some niche stuff as well, like that. He did like Lord Sugar stuff, didn't he? But on the way out, we listed about 8 things, didn't we? That was something that we did a couple of weeks ago, and Dion that was Dublin. Something. Dion Dublin, yeah. Stairs leading to the bedrooms and all that sort of stuff. It was quite talked into existence again, didn't we?
This podcast uncanny habit of manifesting things.
It certainly does. I'd like to plug DW Drinks. I've got no affiliation myself, but if you live on an estate where your bin is also your gate and your house stinks of weed... come and buy some Shag Tastes a Monster. Click on it. just from anecdotal stuff I've been told.
Yeah, I delivered some pop to a family on a council estate this week. The guy answered the door shirtless with a fag hanging out of his mouth. While his
what was his name?
He's like, oh, let me go, Jeremy. Cigarette while his missus fumbled around to give me £3 cash and the last £13 out of a bank account.
Wow.
Priorities.
What were you delivering?
Pop.
What pop?
Purple cans of pop.
Yeah. Fucking hell, cook. I'm going to plug spoiler alert. But I am putting Will on blast, because it's been 18 weeks now that I've been plugging it and he's still only watched Legally Blonde. Do you hate payday loans but need money urgently? Why not trade in some personal items that you can buy back when your cash flow issues are rectified? If this sounds like something that you could use, then visit youporn.com. That's youporn.com.
Oh, click on it.
We've had a little bit of a break from Neil or No Neil, so that should refresh the audience into excitement for this. I thought we might have been getting a cup week this week with Taylor coming in, and she could have had a turn on Neil or No Neil and given us a bit of a rest from it, but it's back round to Dan. So just a rundown on the league table of where we stand at the moment. So Dan sitting top of the table with 5 played and no points. Nick up to second place with 5 played and no points, including a no answer. Got myself in third place with 5 played, no points, which includes a fail to spell and a hang up. And also Kev sat at the bottom with 6 played and no points, with 2 failures to spell and 2 hang ups. Incidentally, both the same cunt.
Don't click on it. I'm going to ring the BP garage at Cosford.
This sounds like there could be an inside knowledge. Have you been checking name badges?
I don't go there. It's BP. I ain't made of money.
I've seen you in there. You bought a bottle of Huel. Not fucking made of money.
True. Not made a fucking phone contract either. Come on, lads.
You're quicker at getting a fucking dial on than Nick is.
I've got sausages made of walls. Sausages?
Don't be prick.
Just thinking too much about Nick's fingers.
Oh, that's a non-starter. Let's try the Esso in Woodside. I know it's not going
previously
to
be, a BP.
No, it's not going to be Neil because
it's always a lass.
It's always a lass.
Always
there?
A vulnerable woman working there at night.
The sooner we can kill this off, the better.
It's 10 home and away games that we've got to play this season.
I might do some football results while you're doing that, mate, or some updated scores.
I reckon I'm getting an
answer. That's always good for the viewers. So Coventry Wigan is 0-0. Birmingham are 1 up at Swansea. Borough 1-0 up at Blackpool. Oh, that's not a fucking hum, that
that's
is.
Toxic.
Cardiff 0, Hull 1. QPR 1, Huddersfield 2. Since I heard everyone humming about... Well, that was humming, but since I heard everyone...
Fucking vile. It is horrible. Made its way over here.
Everyone raving about how good QPR were. I think they've lost about 3 on the bounce or something now, it feels like. And Huddersfield were absolutely tanking. Josh Ruffles is a great name as well. He scored twice.
Feathers.
Sheffield United, Rotherham's 0-0. Stoke 2 up against Luton.
Oh, hi, is Neil there, please?
Pardon?
Is Neil there?
Watford Reading 0-0.
Neil. Is your name Neil?
Neil? No.
How would you spell Neil?
Not Neil.
No, no Neil.
Neil. They're on Twitter.
He knows.
See, it is worth it. Every now and then, this feature serves up absolute gold.
They've got a Discord.
That was the Jet in Sutton Hill.
Brilliant. No, Neil.
I mean, again, I knew it wasn't going to be Neil.
It's worth a shot, though. Shots fired. So, just updated the league table. Nick is now top with 5 played and no points, including a no answer. 2 weeks, Nick, to get your fucking phone working. Put the number in now. Or start putting it in there so you can just press send next. I'm now up to second with 5 played, no points, including a failure to spell and a hang-up. Dan sits in third with 6 played and no points. And propping up the table is Kev with 6 played, no points, with 2 failures to spell and 2 hang-ups. Both from Shropshire cunt Neil cunt.
You right, Nick?
Yeah.
He is putting the number in his phone.
Got a few bits in here which will probably be not as topical as they would have been last week. Also, as well, if you enjoyed last week's episode, drop us a message. If you didn't enjoy it, then just fuck off. We're not interested. We don't want to be criticised.
You write something better.
See if you can come up with a fucking premise for a drama.
I dare you.
So this one's from Dave Benton Phillips, back from 2019. Have a good night, whatever you're doing, and don't forget to put your cocks back. Roll that one out every year. It's the new Ed Balls gag. And this one is, if you've a fan of like Gogglebox before it become a bit shit, when it actually had like decent characters on it, I had Big Sandra, who's normally on a sofa having a curry with a mate. She's moved in with her best friend to look after her. And as you can see from the picture there, she's having a lovely selfie with her as she's being paramedics out on a stretcher with a heart problem. So, yep. And she got somebody to go upstairs to take the picture to get the angle.
Yeah, yeah.
And the mate's so big, the fire crew had to come and get her out. Why has this cunt got his helmet on?
Oh, the mate isn't working. There we go.
So I saw this. I'm assuming it was Viz. But it's, are you looking for a loan of 15 to 45p? Why not raise the extra cash you need today? Whatever you need the money for, we can arrange a loan to suit. What's it? Strawberry bootlaces, football stickers, hard or soft drugs, and bullying fees. Our typical APR is 13.9% of your annual dinner money. Your sports bag and
pencil case.
Your pencil case may be at risk if you do not keep up the payments. When, there is some more at the bottom.
Oh, I can't.
I'll get the image up.
Oh, there you go.
The T's and, yeah. So this is Sean Bennett of Year 8 Loans on 0999-083-9621.
Ring him next week.
Sean Bennett of Year 8 Loans is an accredited company with run by Sean Bennett of Year 8. Sean Bennett of Year 8 Loans is a subsidiary of Mr. Feltham's Holdings. Registered office is Mr. Feltham's Holdings, the Geography Department, Room 36. Your credit is subject to status and can be affected by your previous credit history and whether or not you have Gaylord shoes.
It's a long payoff, but it's worth it. I put the next one in, and it's a...
Yeah, what is this?
Lucozade cock toucher. So I saw a few Lorenzo Verratti, whose fucking logo looks like the Lucozade logo, change it. They put a load of pictures up, and for some reason these have been targeted ads for me of cunts in tracksuits with their hands down their pants.
Absolutely right. The algorithm doesn't lie.
I've never put my hands down my pants in public.
No one suggested you had. Why are you protesting?
Who, like the cameraman's like, or the photographer rather, is there going? Yeah, no, just put your hand in there. Your cock.
We know who we're selling this to. It's cunts that are wearing a fucking.
That's the shot.
Little shoulder bag.
Has he got one on?
So they can carry all their stuff in their bag, which stops their pockets from sagging, meaning that they can put their hands down their cock.
But they've got a big pocket in the.
Yeah, but your dick's not in there.
No, but you could keep all your shit in that pocket instead of in your shitty little bag.
Hang on, is he in a sauna?
This was a classified ad. Someone selling Ronald McGann. Ronald McCann, 1.4 petrol, 12 months MOT, 53k for £995. How much have you got in the kitty?
If you leave it in parks up in Portugal, it'll go missing.
Missing.
No, they won't steal with it. They'll just be meddling with it.
This mouse doesn't want to work tonight, lads. Bit like the one that I fucking killed in my kitchen this week.
I'm surprised that didn't go in your rate or your slate.
Nah, I felt bad for it, to be fair.
Rip.
Some lower league football ground with a sign... billboard saying "We stand with Ukraine" immediately next to a sign that says "No standing."
Very good. This is a Sadio Mane statue. Absolutely,
it's good.
Horrendous.
It's good.
What's the crack with this sock? What is he just tied around his knee?
They put the boot on, and then realised they hadn't put the sock on.
And has he got a thyroid issue?
It's the least of his issues if he has. With those eyes. Here we are.
Nick.
Maroon 5. Who's
so,
this from?
So I put this on. I came across this the other day, so...
Steady up. You did your pervert.
Did you laminate it?
So it's the famous CCTV still of Matt Hancock, like, getting off with his...
Handbutt.
Getting off with his secretary, was it? Or his assistant?
Hand, face, arse. And that's my favourite thing of the pandemic.
And it's just been... the image has had a kangaroo cropped in saying Matt Hancock up to his old tricks already, because he's obviously gone into "I'm a celebrity, get me out of here." Fantastic.
What do we make of Hancock in the jungle?
I hope he fucking dies. How do you feel, Nick, about one of your heroes
definitely
stepping away from his ministerial post and his duty to his constituents to go and make a few quid in the jungle?
Definitely not one of my heroes. Just definitely put that out.
$400,000.
No, it's more than that, wasn't it? Wasn't it about 700?
Oh, I don't know.
Thing he's been paid the most, any boy George, because he's still got to fucking pay off that bloke that he kept chained to his radiator like Simon Weston.
Fucking.
Oh, it's true. Allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly. He's still 4 months in prison.
Burnt his face.
Yeah, he's got a shit mustache as well.
Hey, what's his fucking radiator?
Oh, it was constantly on 30.
That's not that hard.
Couldn't afford to do it these days, could you? He'd be fine.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's why he's had to take the I'm a Celeb gig to pay fucking Ovo.
The face of Simon Weston.
Christ. Right then. It was nice to get back in the swing of it this week.
Yeah.
And see all you cunts next week.
Ta-ra a bit.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Didn't I say that what?
Did everyone remember to bring their Henway? Did you bring your Henway, Dan?
I got mine, yeah.
Did you bring your Henway, Nick?
Yeah, got mine.
Rob, did you bring your Henway?
I have, yeah.
Brilliant. Everyone's brought their Henway, so we can't do the joke. See you next week.
If you were to come in a sauna and it goes on your belly, like, you know, one of them.
You leave it.
Do you reckon it'd dry instantly?
Not instantly, but I think quick enough that you could stay there and style it out.
What?
You could like shape it into
like
abs.
Gel.
It'd be like from five.
You know when it goes all like jelly? If you leave it long enough.
It'd be like a Chelsea bun icing, wouldn't it? A pop a cherry on it.